We are the Pixies. Thank you very, very much. We've had a great time here. Like I said, you can catch us the 20th at the Back Cave East, which is Doc's Cafe down in the South End.
Very pretentious and lots of very
fun. No, it's not that pretentious. We'd like to see everybody there, of course. Thanks a lot, WJUL.
Hope you enjoy.
Okay, you're listening to WJUL Lowell, and that was the Pixies. They'll be in, sure enough, in a little while to do... I thought there was something else, I'm not exactly sure, but I guess it really... The Plimsolls, that was it? I'm glad someone's paying attention, because I'm not. Anyway, the Pixies are here, and they just played, as a matter of fact. Now they're in the studio. Maybe you want to tell who you are, and each individually your names, instruments you play, and erotic hobbies.
My name is Mrs. John Murphy, and I play the bass. And pass.
You're married. That's an erotic hobby.
That's I'm married. Thank you, Charles.
That's cool.
I'm Dave Lovering, and I'm the drummer for the Pixies.
Dave.
I'm Joe Santiago. I'm the guitar player for the Pixies.
What do you do, Joe? What's your erotic hobby?
Erotic hobby? Lifting furniture.
I was doing that earlier. That's one of my favorites too.
My name is Charles Thompson, and I'm the singer and the rhythm guitar player in the Pixies.
And what's your hobby, Charles?
I just got a girlfriend about a week ago.
Everybody around him.
All right.
It's about time, Charles. Well, I'm Ann, and I play the telephone. I'm their manager.
And what a manager she is.
And Holbrook.
And Holbrook.
Where are you guys from, or all of you?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Excuse me, this is kind of a long trip, huh?
Right now, I'm living in Charlestown, though.
And I guess you guys are from the Burlington or
I'm
Boston?
From Burlington, Dave.
Dave the drummer.
And so you're from all over the place. How'd you meet? What's the deal? How'd the band get together?
I came here to go to school from Los Angeles, and I met Joe here. He was my roommate in freshman year.
Where'd you go to school?
Joe's from the Philippines. He came here.
The Mafia.
Yeah, that's where the Spanish comes from.
And how we met.
Joe
and I were buddies.
Went
to University of Mass, and we dropped out of school and we started a band. And then we put an ad in the Phoenix, the Boston Phoenix, and Kim was the only one that answered our ad. So for a bass player, for a woman bass player.
Actually, it was erotic hobbies, I think.
That was the clincher.
Like really, really touchy question.
They found me at a Menudo concert. I'm one of Menudo's number one fans.
David, the drummer, is a friend of my husband, so we kind of...
Fellow workmates, you might say.
It's a very incestuous relationship.
Yeah. So do you all do this full-time, or is this the only thing in your lives, basically? Or?
Well, philosophy.
In our lives, philosophy,
definitely.
So
but
this is where it's going.
No. All counts.
Yeah, Boston rockers need to have day jobs, unfortunately.
Yeah.
To support our habits.
So do Lowell DJs, but anyway, to go on, where have you guys been playing?
Where have we been playing?
Everywhere.
Jax, TT's, the rat, the Batcave. And
Jax.
I think I already said you. Oh, Green Street Station. They absolutely love us. We're going to open up for Plan 9 on New Year's Eve. That's
great.
It. Yeah. And we opened for Throwing Muses last Saturday, and a lot of people went down to that show. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time we ever played to a sold-out room, so it was really... It's a good
and you guys are playing the Batcave again. You mentioned it.
Yeah, we're playing the next Saturday, the 20th of December, going on around 11:30.
Okay. Yeah. Who are you playing with?
Just ourselves. Oh, we're headlining.
Great. That's the way to do
right.
it.
Right.
And that's the Batcave. Where is that? I can't even remember.
It's down in the South End.
Roxbury.
It's a bad name. Bring your clubs and mace. It's in Doc's Cafe, which these two guys decided to rent this place out two nights a week, and which are Friday and Saturday nights.
Thursday
night. I guess three nights a week. And
that would be three, right?
And they have a lot of people come down. It's really, usually really packed, and it's a lot
of
fun.
Definitely.
It is a word-of-mouth place, and it is very hip. Of course, that's why we're playing.
You guys seem like, I was watching through the glass here that you guys are having a lot of fun when you're playing. It just looks like you're really enjoying it.
it's really not that much fun.
It's a drag. You just look like we're having fun.
I've watched
a
lot of bands play, and a lot of them just come in here, and they grind out their music because it's a Monday night. You guys are laughing and enjoying yourselves. Who writes most of the songs, anyway?
Charles.
He writes the songs.
He writes all of them. Cool.
So we have a visitor.
We've got a puppy dog in here. That's Sonya the Wonder Dog. She comes on with the next DJ. She'll ask any questions that she feels.
Right, trying to make her bark.
Paw.
She won't bark. Clark. Not on command. We've been trying. We have her on tape, though. Anyway, to get back to you guys, which is the whole point of the interview, you write most of the songs, and then you just kind of wing it, I guess?
Charles writes them.
I write them, yeah. You collaborate and turn them out. What do you have any songs on tape or anything?
Yeah, we have...
I'm Amazed and Down to the Well.
Yeah.
Those the another radio station.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
WMBR.
Don't bleep it out, though.
Oh, well, are they going to bleep
it? No.
I've
actually
had many times.
We're college radio. We don't do that thing. It's all one big happy family.
Yeah, well, Spike, great guy, he decided to put them on CART, and ever since then, Down to the Well has been played a lot on MBR, and hopefully it'll be played a lot on JUL now.
Yeah. As soon as we get the tape in here, you know.
I said it weeks ago.
Okay, but if people want to catch any, are you guys planning to do any serious studio work and churn something out?
Yeah.
January is the studio month.
Probably A&M Records or something.
Yeah, that's right. Ariston, Electra, and A&M were down at the Rat on Saturday night, and, you know, I've got tons of business cards I have to sort through and just pick which one I'd like to, so, you know. Well, catch us while we're still young and fresh, and you can still get in to see us, basically.
And we can pick up your cassettes all over the place while it's still.
Right,
Do you have cassettes out? Is there anything people who are dying to know about the Pixies, besides coming to see you, is there any music out or anything?
Right now it's only radio stations. If you absolutely are dying to get a hold of a tape, come to one of our shows and talk to the manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they can also
you.
Which is me.
Oh, makes it easier.
Unless we fire you.
I hear my job's on the line. Any bands out there need managers?
All right, so people can see you at the Batcave East and then at Green Street Station.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're looking at, they can request stuff just at just about any radio station worth its weight.
FNX and BCN.
FNX and BCN definitely do have the tape, and we'd love to have you request them there.
So call.
That's right.
Yeah, we know. Well, we have it so people can call in, I guess, now.
Oh, and if you guys like to travel, we'll be in Worcester and Portland, Maine, coming up also.
We're branching out. We're starting franchises.
Diverse.
Right.
Pixie heads.
Did we want soon to be national.
Oh, yes. It's now the time where we ask something from the audience. Now that we've entertained you for a while, we want you out there, the listener, to tell us in here what you thought of the Pixies. So if you could please give us a call. What is the number?
459-0579, and wait about 3 minutes before you do it.
So okay.
Because I have to answer the phones. We don't have hundreds of people working here.
Well, you got us.
Well, yeah. Well, we can't throw them on the air live. I wasn't prepared for it.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so they can call, tell us what you think. We'll throw, what's your name, George? No, that's George.
No, I'm Dave.
You're Dave. You're George.
No George.
There's no George.
Harry, Dick, Tom, Sarah.
I don't know where I am. It must be another band.
No, I'm
the Beatles.
George, okay. The Beatles. All right, we'll put him on the phone line. They can call up, ask you. You're going to be at the Batcave. January is the...
New Year's Eve.
Green Street. Yeah, I was passing by this.
Do you take notes?
I'm sorry. No, I don't. I just wing this stuff. So you're playing at Green Street Station.
New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve.
Hey, I'll handle this part.
All right, take over.
The Batcave, the 20th. That's this Saturday if you don't have a calendar, okay? Green Street Station, New Year's Eve. We're playing the first show, so if you got better things to do, you can see us and then leave. As we will do.
Oh, yeah, the Worcester Centrum, May 23rd, right after everyone's out at finals.
Right, but
we're putting
you can't get any tickets. It's sold out.
Yeah. That's right.
The Who Revival is opening up for us.
And then you're going to go into the studio, and we'll see what happens with it then.
That's right.
So good. I want to thank you people for all coming down.
Well, thank you very much.
Playing. It was wonderful. I can go back and study.
Everyone out there that's taking finals tomorrow and next week, really good luck.
Yeah.
And happy holidays.
Good luck.
I'll rob this.
Come on. We don't give a shit how they do it.
Okay, but wait a second. We got something on the turntable. The Pixies' favorite song is this?
No, one of them maybe. I don't know if I could do that. You know,
it was a request from the Pixies.
It's a real music song as opposed to bar chord music, which we play.
Let's see, it's Captain Beefheart, and what's the name of the song? Just Grow Fins?
Grow Fins.
Grow Fins, okay. Well,
Evolve, in other words.
Yeah, we'll do that. Anyway, that wraps it up for the Fallout Shelter. B will be up in just a little while. Right now, here's a request.